It's about Tachat Kepesach Dami. Maybe it's like Pesach, and Rashi says, over Rego Rishon Yarvel, if you don't bring it the first Yomtif, you'll be over about Tachar. Kamashmula know that this Shalme Pesach now has look like a Rego Korban Shlomim. According to the Tanakama, any three Regolim, according to Rabbi Shimon, only with the side of Pesach first, and we'll have other Shitas. That's the Chiddush. Now, this Shalme Pesach has a locha like a regular Korban Shlomim, and you're over the regular dinim of Baal Tacha. All right, we'll stop here.
That's Heyim Abayz. Yeah. That's Heyim Abayz on top. The Gemara says, how do we know all these things? Like Rashi says, the Akol Hanach Latanya B'Matnisa Liyeh Liko Baal Tachar. Before we had a whole long braisa that said there's a law of Baal Tachar. That means if you make a neder, that you bring a korban, or you make an adobah, that you bring a korban. So halacha is, you have a certain period of time to bring it, and if you don't bring it, by that time you're over the new law of Baal Tachar. The Torah says, don't wait too long. If you wait too long, then you're over the law of Baal Tachar. We'll soon see the pasuk says, Kisido neder l'Hashem l'techom, lo'isa'acha l'shalmoy. Lo'isa'achar, don't wait too long. So that's a lav. And before we had a hosugya, exactly when you're over the lav, Rav Meir says, when the first yuntif passes by, you didn't bring the korban, you're over Baal Tachar. Other shita sold three regolim, some say dafka kisidron, some say they could sold in sukkis, all different man the yomim. But the Brisa said a whole cheshbon of what things you're over Baal Tachar. Now the Gemara says, where's the pasuk? How do we know that? How do we know that all these things are included in the law of Baal Tachar? So the Gemara says, the pasuk says in Dvarim, this coming parasha, Kisaytse, says, Kisida neder. The pasuk says, the whole pasuk says, Kisida neder Hashem ulekecha, leisa'acha leshalmoy, kidorish yidrishenu Hashem ulekecha, meimach, vohoye vachochet. This is the whole pasuk. So we dash on every word of it. First starts off, Kisida neder. If you make a neder, same liyela neder. Only if you make a korban maturis a neder, and Rashi says that means haray alai. He's making neder that I have an obligation now to bring the korban eilah. So the korban eilah is not here yet. You didn't make the korban eilah yet. You were just mechayiv yourself. You said haray alai, I have a chiyuv to bring a korban neder, a korban eilah. So far we only know neder. Nedava minayin. How do we know even a nedava means a present? Like you say right now haray zu eilah. You have an animal in front of you, and you say this animal should be a nedava. We'll soon see what's the difference between a neder and a nedava. But how do we know, even in the case of a nedava, that you said harei zu olam, that also if you wait the period of time, you're over the lava of Baal Tachar, nema kan neder. Here the pasuk says kisidu neder. It says the word neder. The nema lahalan, another pasuk in Vayikra, it says im neder or nedava. So ma lahalan nedavi moi, just like over there in Vayikra, when it says neder and nedava, they go together. Is afkan here also when the Torah talks about the lava of Baal Tachar, not to wait too long? I'll tell you nedav imoy. Even though the pasuk only says a lashon of kisido neder, when you make a neder, but nedav is included in a neder. Then the pasuk says again kisido neder lashem, lashem olakech. It says, what does that mean? Elu hadomim. That means if a person was mechayiv himself to give how much he's worth. In other words, if you sell yourself on the market, how much they would pay for you? That's the value, and you're not this. You said that money you want to give to Hegdish. So you made like a neder to give it to Hegdish. So also, you're over Baal Tachar if you don't give it either the one yomtif or two or three regolim. For Erchin, that's not how much you're worth really, how much worth, but rather how much the Torah said you are worth. There's the old pasuk of Erchin, depending upon how old you are, your age, the Torah said how much you're worth. So you mechayv yourself to give that much money to Hegdish. V'acharomim, or else mamish you made cherim means whatever it is, you are makdashid, you're giving it to the Geboya. The Hegdesha, so you say clearly it's Hegdesh. So how do we know there's Baal Tachar and all these type of things? That's in the postik of Lashem Olakechem. These things go directly to Hashem, like it's the Hegdesh, you're giving it over to the Hegdesh, to Hashem. So included in the word of Hashem Olakechem means all these things. If you made a neder, a promise, to give your value of the Erechim and the Charam and Hegdeshes, if you don't give it, you're over the lava of Baal Tachar. Then the pasuk says, "Loisa'acha l'shalmoi," that don't wait, but pay up whatever you said you would do. So idarshin hu for loichilufav. Only it itself, the korban itself, there's a lav of Baal Tachar. Don't wait and bring it. But chilufav, we'll soon see what that means. The exchange of it. When a case, let's say you made a korban eilum and it got lost, and now you brought another korban oila, and then you found your first korban oila. So on that korban oila, even if you wait three regolim to bring it, there's no baal tacher. That's called chilufov. The exchange of this first korban, there's no baal tacher. Leisach leshalmoi mashim, it itself, and not is the exchange. Then the pasuk says ki dorish yidrishenu. That what do you mean dorish yidrishenu? He's seeking it. Eilu chatoyes v'yashom moist eilu tishlomim. A chatis means a korban that's a choiva. You have to do it. Like dorish yidrishenu, you're seeking it. You're forced to do it. You have a chiyah to bring a korban chatis. Or else hashom is also usually you did an aveirum that you have an obligation to bring the korban hashem. Even though usually eilu tishlomim is a korban neder and a dova that you're not mechuyif to bring it. So Rashi says it means here going eilas riyah. It means the korban eilu that you have to bring on yom tif, which is a chayiv. That's called Dorish Yidrishenu, like you have to do it. O Shalmei Chagiga also is Shein Chayva. Zosam HaChagiga, Shlomim here means the Shalmei Chagiga. That on Yom Tif you have the Chiyav to bring this Korban Chagiga, which is a Shlomim, and also Korban Eilas Riya. So these two Korbanis you have a Chiyav to bring. So that's included in this word of Dorish Yidrishenu, the Korbanis that you have a Chayv, you have an obligation to bring. If you don't bring them, you're over the lava of Baal Tacher. Then the Pasuk says, Hashem Ulatecha. Has kidorish yidrishenu Hashem olakecha elu tzedokos umaisros ubechor. This goes into tzedokos that goes to Hashem umaisros ubechor. So Rashi says daikro yiseru. Really, the Hashem olakecha is extra because it already said at the beginning of the pasuk ki sidu nedol Hashem olakecha. So what does it say a second time again Hashem olakecha? So it's extra. So it's to remember to add in elu tzedokos. Rashi says umaisros. By the parasha of tzedakah, it also says Hashem's name. So therefore here, Hashem lekecha means to include tzedakah. When you mechayv yourself to get tzedakah, there's a lav of baal tacher. If you wait too long, we'll soon see what the limit is by tzedakah. V'chat ofnei Hashem lekecha, ma'isa degoncho. Who are then Meister Rishon, or Truma, also the Torah says, L'fnei Hashem Elokecha, you have to eat your Meister. So waiting and not to give the Meister to the Kohen or to the Levi, there's also a Baal Tacher. So Bechor, the same thing, Korban Bechor, if you don't bring it, you don't give it to the Kohen, there's also a lot of Baal Tacher. Then the Pasuk says, Me'imoch. What does Me'imoch mean? Ze'leket Shechopeya. So Rashi is Shein Chelko Shel Oni, that they belong to the Oni. Yesidbe es Oni Imoch. The only that's with you. So Me'imok means what's belonging to in your nation, like that belongs to the Niyim. That if you have Leket Shichor Peya, you have to let the Niyim take it. And if you hold it back and don't let them take it, you go over the lav of Baal Tacher. So Baal Tacher also applies to Leket. That's when you're cutting down the button, you're cutting down the Tvua. What falls down, you have to leave there. Shichor is when you have it in bundles already, and you're collecting the bundles. If you forget a bundle behind, you have to leave it for the Niyim. Okay, it's time of the mitzvah that when you're cutting down your field, you always have to leave over one end, one portion of the field, you have to leave over for the aniyim. So let's say you didn't leave it over, you cut down all the wheat. The halacha is you have to put some wheat back and leave it over for the aniyim. Or else if you ground up all the wheat already, from the flour, you have to give to the aniyim. And if you don't give the aniyim in a certain time limit, the three regolim or one regol, then you're over this lav of Baal Tacher also. Then the end of the pasuk says, V'hoye v'chochet. Like, if you're not going to pay it up in time, you're over the lav, and you're going to have a chet. What does that mean? What's the chiddush? V'hoyev v'chua chet. Pshita. You're over the lav. The Torah says, loy sachar. Don't wait. So, of course, if you wait, you're over an avera. So, what's the chiddush? V'hoyev v'chua chet. You're going to have an avera. So, Rashi, the Maradashins, v'loy the korban chua chet. The chiddush is that in the korban, there's no chet. In other words, even though you waited the three regolim and you didn't bring your korban, the korban is not puzzled. You still have to bring the korban. Just you did an aveira, you got a chet. But there's nothing wrong with the korban. The korban can be 2, 3, 4 years, you still have to bring it. Rashi ain't a korban is for the kach. There's no psul the korban itself. Now, on my mind, we just got finished saying the widash in the word, loisacha l'shalmoi, that's the lav. Don't wait, but teya, bring the korban. So widash in huva loichilufav. It, but not the exchange. For the Gemara Chilufay Mai, what type of an exchange, what are we talking about? E Chilufay Oilu Shlomim, if you want to say that first you brought a Korban Oilu, and then Rashi says it got lost, and you brought another one instead, and then you found the first one. So for the Gemara, like, why isn't there Baal Tacher on the first one? Oilu Shlomim, Mikra Korvi. It's a regular carbon enlo. The kedusha didn't go off it. It's a regular carbon shlamim. So now that you found it, you still have the chiyuv to bring it for carbon. So if you wait gimel regolim, why shouldn't there be a lav of bal tacher? It's still a regular carbon. Nothing happened to it. If you want to say, first you had a chiyuv chattis, you mafresh a carbon, and it got lost, you brought another one, then you found the first one. The locha there is that it has to die. So there's no bal tacher. You can't bring it. You have to let it die. Ela my chilufa, you know what chilufa means? Chilufa toida. In a case of a korban toida, well, let's say you lost the korban toida and you found it. Now, the Tani Rebbe Chia. Rebbe Chia learned like this. Toida shenis arve v'tumurasi. Let's say you have a korban toida that got mixed up with its tumura. You made a korban toida and you made a tumura, another one that said zekizir. And they both have kedusha. O neisa achas mehen. One of the two dies. So the locker is chaver tein le takona. You should know the one that's alive now, you can't do anything with it. Why? Because the locker is like this. The korban toider itself has the chiddush. You have to bring 40 lechems with the korban toider. That's the chiddush in the korban toider. You have to have 4 different types of lechem, 10 apiece. You have to have 40 lechems. With the tumura, you don't have lechem. So therefore now, one of the two died. You don't know which one died. You don't know which is left. So you can't do anything right now, like it says. Ein lo takana, there's no etzah now. Because heichi levi, what should you do? Likrav or bring it. V'likrav lechem badon, let's say maybe the one that's alive is the korban toida. So you bring the 40 lechems with it. But the Gemara, no. Dilma tamurhi, maybe really the korban toida died. And what's alive now is only the tamura. And the tamura you can't bring the lechem. So elamai likrav or b'loy lechem. Let's then bring the korban now, because we're monashach. Either it's a toida, or else it's a tamura. But forget about the lechem, so you don't bring the lechem. So Mora says, no, that can't be, because dilma toidi, maybe really the korban was a korban toida. V'hakivon, the lav basak rovihi, the toidihi, maybe it's a toida. And the toida is only kosher if you have the 40 lechems with it. So by not bringing the lechem, you can't be mekayem the mitzvah of a toida. Therefore you can't do anything with it. So therefore, since the tumura of a Torah can, in such a case, can't be brought, the same thing, the chilufim also can't be brought. Because chilufim means that you mafresh a toida, you lost it, you brought a second one, and you brought it with its lechem. So you're ready to mekayim the chayv of a toida. Now when you find the first one, you can't bring it. Because as the korban, true, it's korban, but you can't bring the lechem with it. So since you can't bring the lechem, therefore you can't bring it. So Gemara asks, like if what you're telling me now is that the locker is you can't bring this carbon at all. Since this is a carbon that doesn't have the lechem, you can't bring the lechem, so you can't bring the carbon at all. So if she did, there's no lav of al-tacher. The whole lav of al-tacher is the Torah says you have to bring the carbon. And if you delay and do not bring the carbon in a certain time limit, you roll with the lav of al-tacher. But that's only if you're allowed to bring it. But here telling me now this korban now can't be brought. Because the lechem you can't bring. And without the lechem it can't be brought. So pshita there's no baal tacher then. If you can't bring the korban, there's no baal tacher. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshes, L'yeylam l'mute chalufa yeylu shlomim. No, we're talking about now where you first brought a korban oil and a korban shlomim and you lost them. And you brought another one. And now you found the first one. So the question was, now that you found the first one, why isn't there baal tacher? It's a regular korban. You have an oil, you have a shlomim, gzun tei, bring it now. Look at my asking, you know what we're talking about. Who go in sheovru olav shnei regolim. That two regolim went by him. In other words, let's say Pesach went by and Shavuos went by. And you didn't bring it yet. Now, v'humam, after Shavuos, the korban got a mum on it. V'chiloloi, so you mechalad, you took money. And you made the kedusha go off the korban, al acher, but not only money, you put it on another korban. You took another korban and you said you want the kedusha from this balmum to go off it and go on to the other korban. So now this other korban now, it became now a korban oila. That's called the chilufin. That's the exchange. Now the first korban oila became a balmum after you waited to regolim. And now you brought another korban to be the korban oila. The overall of regal acher, echod. And now it came passed by sukkis went by it. So Salka Daita Chamina, I would have thought, Hoyalumikaya Kamakosim, like this oila right now, true, in itself is a new carbon oila and it only went through one yomtiv. But really I would have thought, since like it took off the kedusha of the old carbon oila, is command the yavru all of Gimura Golem Domi. It should be considered like it you waited three regolim, and there should be a lava bal tachanel. Because the first korban early, you waited two regolim. You had the first korban early, you were marked the shib before Pesach, you went through Pesach, you didn't bring it, you went through Shuas, you didn't bring it. Now after Shuas, it became a balmum. So you took another animal, and you said, this animal should be a korban early instead of this one. The Kedusha goes off this one, because it's a balmum, and goes on to the other one. So I would have thought that the Kedusha of the new one is like an extension of the first one. And since the first one went by two regolim, and now with this second one, you went by the third regol sukkis, so I would think you're over about tacher. The mask on the chiddush, no, you're not over about tacher. It's like a new korban right now, and you're only over about tacher if you wait to complete suri regolim. But just this third regol by itself, this one regol is not enough. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. Hayol mikra kamakosi command the over all of gimur regolim domi kamash molun. That's not like that. But true, when you do wait now another two regolim and you have three regolim, you waited the second korban, then there is a bal tacher. So Gemara says that's good if you have to have three regolim. But ula Rav Meir the Yomar, Rav Meir shita we had before was that kivan sheover olav regol echad oivav a bal tacher. As long as one regol passes by, you know the bal tacher. In other words, if you made the neder before Pesach and through Pesach you did not bring your korban, you roll with the lav. So then, what can you say? There's no chiddush then. Monashach, even if it became a balmum, but now this new korban, as soon as you wait the next yom tov, you don't bring it, there's a bal tacher. That's what the pasuk said. There's no bal tacher. Like, why not? All you need for bal tacher is just one yom tov. So monashach.
So the first korban would have been a bal tacher.
That's true, right. Or else you have to say the first korban happened was you were marked at your first klasei after Shavuos. And now, before Sukkot, it became a balmum. So you made a new one. You're right. I mean, it's the same thing, though. So there's no chiddush now. If it went through the Yom Tov, there is a batacher. If it didn't go through the Yom Tov, there's no batacher. So what's the new chiddush of the pasuk? That chilufim, a new din, doesn't have batacher. Like, why not? So Morin says, Omar Rova, yeah, there's still a chiddush. You were marked this korban eloh right before Sukkot. And it went by now 5 days of Sukkot. So far you're not over about tacher, because only 5 days went by, now it's the whole Yom Tov. Now on the fifth day of Sukkot, your korban eloh got a balmum. It became not fit. And now on the fifth day itself, you changed over the Kedusha from this korban eloh onto another korban. The over all of a regular on the second korban now you didn't bring. And it passed by all 8 days of Sukkot. So Sakut Dartachamin, I would have thought, since this korban eloh, now the second one, is coming from the first korban, so the first korban went through 5 days of Sukkot. The second korban went through the next 3 days of Sukkot. So command over lekula regel dami, it should be considered like you did not bring it throughout the whole Yom Tov, and therefore there should be a lav of bal tachar. Kamash mula no, that's the chiddush of loisach leshalmoi, means it has to go, the korban itself has to go through the whole Yom Tov. If you make two kabonas out of it, nothing doing, you're not over the lava about tachron. That's the chiddush. Then the korban, the pasuk says, v'hoye v'chochet, we darshin, v'lo the kabon chochet, that if you waited these three regolim and you didn't bring your korban, so you have an aveira. But the korban is still kosher, you still have to bring your korban. For the gemara v'homohochi nafka, is this chiddush from this pasuk over here? Midyacherim nafka, this chiddush we learn now from another place. The tanya will not like this. Acherim oimim. Acherim, a brisa says like this: Yochel, I would think, Yehei b'chor she'av rosh nosoi kipsul ha'megadoshim v'yisrael of b'chor pshit. It's born. The b'chor means the firstborn that year. Halacha is the mitzvah is tita b'chor to be makrivit the first year through the first year. That's what the Torah says. Bring it during its first year on this world. Now I would have thought, let's say you didn't bring it the first year, so it's now like a balmum. It should be like kipsul ha'megadoshim v'yisrael. And since you waited this first year, you're not allowed to bring it anymore. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says no. The yochalta lefnei Hashem ulakecha ma'aseh degoncha tiroshcha v'yitzarecha uvechoyres bekorcha v'tzoincha. The same pasuk says you're supposed to eat it in front of Hashem in Yerushalayim, ma'aser, which means trumas and ma'aseris, and also bechor. So now makish bechor lema'aser. There's a hekish in this pasuk from the korban bechor to the Indian of ma'aser of trumas and ma'aseris. Of the wheat, what grows, Meiser Dogen. Ma Meiser, just like by Meiser. Even though it grew this year, if you don't take off Trumas and Meiser this year, ain't a nifsu mishan lechaverta, there's no psul, you don't bring it, take it off this year, next year you have to take it off.
Because the Torah says if you didn't do it the first 2 years, the loch of the third year, Shnasabir, but Avada Truma Samaisa don't become possible. The Rashi says the Siv, Miktsai Sholishonim, if Shoy Masurta Shonarishonishniya, if you didn't take off Truma Samaisa the first 2 years, do it the third year. But it doesn't become possible after 1 or 2 years. So Mela Af Bechor, the same thing applies to Karban Bechor. And Nivso Mishon Lechaverta, it does not become possible from 1 year to the next year. So you see, learn out from this pasuk here that a korban, even though you waited after the time limit, the Torah says the time limit by Bechor, bring it through its first year, but that's only the mitzvah. If you didn't do it, you're over in Avera, but the korban is still kosher. So what do I need a pasuk here for? B'hoye b'chachet, that you can still bring the korban. So Mar says, yes, itzrich, no, I need it. From Bechor, I can't learn out to other korbanos. I would have thought, Hanimili Bechor, the La Barat Sohu. That's only applies by Korban Bechor, it's not really coming for any forgiveness. You didn't do an Avera, and the Korban is Mechaper on you. A Bechor means you had an animal, it gave birth, the firstborn is called a Bechor, has Kedusha by itself. But it's not a Barat Soh, it's not coming to be Mechaper on any Avera. So therefore, I would have thought that even after the year, still it could be brought. Avu Kodeshim. When you bring the korban eilu, korban shtov mechatis, that these korbanos were set aside to be hatzot to be mechaper to forgive you, Ema, I would say maybe leil irtzu, that if you waited after the gimel regolim and you didn't bring them, maybe the korbanos posla can't be mechaper you anymore, and you have to have another korban. Kamash mulon, that's this posla here. For ho ye b'cho chet, you should know even if you wait the three regolim.